All right, you beautiful people, the EAEM podcast. Say goodbye to feeling drained, recover energy, restore focus, and boost body and mind performance naturally. Millions of us currently live a fast-paced 21st century lifestyle, struggling daily with sleep, stress, and feeling sluggish. Modern living takes a toll, especially as we live, work, and play in heavily polluted environments. These stressors have been shown to interfere with the body's natural functions, declining our health and well-being, leaving us feeling drained. The Good Mood Co. combats feeling sluggish with a high-quality, affordable supplement pack. These packs are essentially useful to those who lead a busy lifestyle, tiring lifestyles, including career-driven individuals, exhausted parents, and socially active partygoers. Just 3 capsules a day work to boost overall body function, taking a sleep, gut, and brain health approach to wellness. Containing 36 plant-based ingredients, a daily dose offers much more than a typical diet and store-bought multivitamins. We need long-term solutions, not quick fixes, and focusing on within is a great place to start. So please visit the website www.thegoodmoodco.com. Instagram, here, the number 4, Good Mood. The same with Facebook, here, the number 4, Good Mood. And LinkedIn, The Good Mood Co. When you go and order online, if you use the code EAEAN, so that's EAIAIN, so Echo Alpha Indigo Alpha Indigo November, that will give you 10% off on all orders over $14.99, and this is including subscriptions as well. Now, I've been taking this for 3 weeks to a month now, and I can quite happily say that it has completely changed the way that I look at things. I'm feeling so much better after taking these tablets. It's been absolutely amazing. So go and check out their website, and remember to put in the code EAEAN for 10% off your order. Thank you very much, and ciao. All right, beautiful people, here we go again. Episode 65, coming out on the 25th of the 8th, 2021. I hope that the start of your week, we are at the hump day. I hope that it's been an absolutely cracking few days for you. I hope that you're starting again the routine of the EAEM podcast coming out on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. It's giving me a bit of time to let some stuff happen, basically. Instead of trying to do this all in a like every day where nothing's really going on in my life at the moment, so it'd be very boring for you, the listener. So, what do we have on today's episode? Let's get comfy. We've got a couple of bits of advice, some sayings or some quotes. I'll talk about my first day at sea fine and how that went. My dentist appointment, swimming. I got a phone call about from my ex about little Junior's nursery that I'm going to speak about because it's not really sitting right with me. I've got an interview coming up, hopefully next week. So that'll be pretty cool. And also, what happened with the full moon. And I hope you all done your full moon ritual of letting go of the negative shit that's happening in your life. There is some negative stuff going on in my life at the moment, so I released all that back into the universe. And hopefully it doesn't come back. Sorry, I've been yawning quite a lot today. I was up pretty early. I went to sleep earlier yesterday than I normally do because I was absolutely knackered yesterday, but then it didn't really help me. I only got like about 5 hours and 5 hours and a half sleep. And then I was back awake again, and I got the opportunity to play the beta of FIFA 2022, which is just coming out. So I had a few games of that this morning before I woke up the lovely lady in my life. She said I could wake her up at 7, so that's what I'd done. And then it was nice speaking to her. In the morning, it's always nice speaking to her. But then, and then I had the dentist today at like 10 past 10. Went up there. It's my wisdom tooth. It had a filling in it, and the filling came out over the lockdown. So right now has been the only time that I can get done. So I went in today and they said that they couldn't fill it again, so they're gonna need to pull it. So I need to go back tomorrow at 11 and get that yanked out, which I'm nearly looking forward to. I absolutely hate the dentist. It just gives me the ultimate fear. And then my tongue gets attracted to the space that it gets left, and if there's still like little bits of tooth there in and around the gums and all that kind of stuff, then my tongue gets drawn to it. But he did say that there doesn't seem to be any other problem, which is absolutely amazing. Normally when I go to the dentist, there's like, there's quite a load of problems here, so we're gonna need to do this, 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 and this. So the fact that there was no other problems wrong with my teeth was absolutely amazing. The hard work has paid off. So I went there, I came back, grabbed a coffee, and then I went back out again, went up to Bankery. And I mean, when I left here, it was starting to get foggy, or it was foggy. When I woke up this morning, it was like glorious sunshine. You could totally see the sunshine coming up. It was like, yes, we're gonna get a nice summer's day. And then by the time that I came back from the dentist, the fog was starting to roll in, and then so I jumped in the car knowing that I was gonna go to Banchory. I went to go and have a look at the Falls of Fuke, and just even driving up to like Norfield area where a little junior stays, it was the weather was already starting to get better. It was sunny up there and it was bloody freezing down by mine. And then as soon as I got out to like West Hill, it was glorious sunshine, getting up to like 20 degrees, and then go out to Bankery and it was like 23 degrees. It was absolutely roasting. And then I spoke to a lovely lady in my life again because she was on her dinner break, and I just sat there in the sun basically. It was absolutely roasting. It was so good. And then once we finished talking, I took the GoPro out, got that all strapped up to my chest, and done some recording. I also used the GoPro app when me, Jason, and Lucy were at the football. So the footage that I recorded, I finally used the GoPro app, which normally I would have went onto the Apple like movie star app that you get on your phone, but the GoPro apps is so much better, just so much better. It's so much the fact that you can put those highlight bits in then it makes it look a lot better. You've got like cut scenes, but it cuts into. So I'm quite looking forward to that footage get downloaded. But when I came back, I was trying to get it downloaded onto the cloud so that I could get it, so that I could start editing it. But it was taking absolutely ages. My GoPro was being like really annoying. It wasn't connecting to the internet, and then it wasn't connecting to the cloud, and then it wasn't downloading. So I was quite hoping that while I was making my dinner just after I came back, that that was going to be downloading while I was making my dinner. But then I tried to sort it out while I was making dinner, but just wasn't working. And then I managed to get it sorted just before I started eating my dinner, so it is downloading as we speak. But there's a good couple of kind of like 11 minute clips in there, so it's going to take absolutely ages for it to download. But then once that's downloaded, I will get the footage up onto, well, once that's up, I'll need to have a scan through it, see what I'm gonna take away from it. And then yeah, that'll be good. I got some absolutely quality footage today, and I was down at so I went to the Falls of Fuke, and then I walked in the Bankery from the car park just next to the Falls of Fuke. And then I walked along the River Dee, and when I was there, you could see the little fish. So I've managed to get some footage of the little fish underneath the water, which is pretty cool. I was having a look back at it on the GoPro when I was after I had shot it, and yeah, you can totally see the fish coming up to the camera and everything. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to being able to edit that all together and seeing what footage is there. So that'll be really cool. I'm well looking forward to that. And then I will get that video once it's all done and edited and all that stuff. Then I will get that up onto YouTube. I'll make a smaller clip so that I can get that up onto TikTok as well. And then I also done another car one, where I was coming from Bankery, and then I think I got onto the bypass at West Hill, and then came off just after Dice, and then the GoPro died on me. So, but yeah, that footage looks pretty cool as well, because I watched that. So yeah, so the YouTube one will have all of that in together, whereas I'll put up a couple of videos on up on TikTok. I might actually put a couple up on to Instagram, possibly maybe even Twitter as well. We'll see what happens. And then yeah, I was also sitting there was so right near the end where I first walked, like, I mean, you'll see it on the movie that I put up on. I might not actually put that bit up because it would be pretty boring. But yeah, when I got to the end, there was like a private garden bit, and it was saying that you couldn't go through it to get to the other bit. So like I walked around the side and like walked on the rocks that was right next to the river. And when I got around to the, like, when I started getting further on, there was like the blackberry bushes, and there were some ripe blackberries. So I was just sitting there kind of like munching on blackberries. They tasted so good. Like, I love foraging for those type of things as well. Cool. Yeah, so I mean, I sat down there. Like, I mean, you'll probably see it in the video that I put up, because I'll put a couple of highlighted bits when I'm doing that. Because yeah, that was absolutely amazing. It was so good. But the annoying thing is that I didn't take my bag with me. And in my bag now, I've just put a tub in there for that sort of stuff. Like, if I come across like the foraging material, like blackberries or raspberries or kind of like anything like that, then I can put it in the tub. And I completely forgot my bag. I was like, I'm not gonna need it because the Falls of Fuke are just right there, and there's no walk around about next to it. But then, yeah, after I passed the Falls of Fuke, then I was like, I'll just keep on going into Bankery. Completely forgetting my bag, so that was gone. It was completely gone. Now I didn't have my little box with me. because taking those blackberries would have been absolutely amazing, the ones that were all ripe. But yeah, I sat there and had quite a few blackberries, felt ace, just sitting there foraging and sitting there listening to the river flow. And then when I was coming back, that's when I noticed there was little fish. So I took the GoPro off my chest one, and then got some footage of the fish underneath the water, which is pretty cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing that footage. It's gonna be absolutely ace. And then yeah, came home. I came home. Well, I didn't go home. I went to Lidl's to get some food in the flat, and then came home, started cooking dinner and trying to get that sorted. I also got an email for an interview at whereabouts is it? The Holiday Inn out in West Hill. So I need to go there next week. She's gonna arrange a time with me for next week, which is good. I'll get some interview material going and see if they can help me with the times that I've got a little junior. See what happens there. So that'll be good. I think I get free access to the gym there as well, which is quality. That's always good news. Again, free access to a gym. I think I get money off and all that if I do go for it. It's probably going to be difficult because I think it's full time. So if they're wanting me to work all hours under the sun, then with having Max, I can't really do that. But we will see. Maybe they might be able to help me out if I manifest it. I already know that I'm probably going to get the job anyway. And then working on C-Fine as well on the Monday, and that was quite an experience. I really enjoyed that actually. It was nice walking away from there knowing that I'd helped people, that I was helping C-Fine, that I was helping the people who were phoning up. And it was also giving me experience of doing telephone calls and talking to people over the phone and doing some paperwork, and yeah, it was good. The person who I was working with, Beth, she was really nice. So yeah, it was a really good day. But I'd done the stupid thing. I meant to be back there on Thursday, but I completely forgot that I've got a little junior. I'm meant to be starting at C-Fine at 1 o'clock, but I've also got to drop junior off at 1 o'clock up in nursery. And I completely and utterly forgot, not until I was walking around Lidl's and I was like, oh no, I'm meant to be starting C-Fine at 1, but I'm also meant to be dropping off Max. So I needed to kind of quickly phone up C-Fine and just explain the situation. But then I've also emailed Sam, and she's one of the managers, and she was the one who said to my mum, because she used to work with my mum at a previous job, that if I gave her an email, then she would be able to hopefully help there. So yeah, so I've emailed her, so hopefully there's something. I've said to them though, I've got to drop off little junior for 1 o'clock, so hopefully I'll be down there for about half one, quarter to two or something, because I need to. The parking down around that place is absolutely shocking. It's like Paul Nocky Road or Polly Knock Road or something like that. And yeah, the parking around there is an absolute joke. So I think I'm gonna need to park in Union Square. Actually, I wanted to check how much that was gonna cost, because I think it's gonna be quite a bit. Union Square parking. Let's have a look. It cost me a fiver or something like that. It's an absolute joke. An absolute joke. Yeah, so 2-3 hours, yep. Par for only 150 after 6 p.m. That's not bad. So if you're ever in the Aberdeen area, 6 p.m. £1.50 after 6 p.m. So it said customer can park for only £1.50 after 6 p.m. This rate is applicable to vehicles entering the car park after 6 p.m. and leaving before 4 a.m. If you enter the car park before 6 p.m., you will qualify for the £1.50 tariff. However, will be charged the normal rate for hours prior to 6 p.m. A new daily rate is chargeable from 4 a.m. each day. Additional park days are chargeable each day as per the rate above. The maximum charge for any 24-hour period is £18. Lost tickets will be chargeable at the fully daily rate of £18. So now we know. So I ask it cost me like a fucking fiver that day. Unless I think I might drive around just see if there is a cheeky space around about there, but there never is. I think it's all office workers who work around there, so they're all there mega early. So they park there mega early. But I mean, it all depends. It all depends what time I get down there after dropping off little Junior. Because if I get down there pretty quickly, then I could always go and park in Torrey and then just walk over and save myself loads of money that I don't really have. Because, yeah, because I'm a bum and I don't have a job just now. But hopefully that'll change pretty soon. I've got the confirmation. Let's just have a check. See this. I'll get the laptop up and running instead of using my phone. Because this is pretty exciting. So I've got a journal up and running on Amazon. But I went and done something really stupid. I went and ordered one myself. I think I should have just done it some other way. But I didn't. Let's see what happens here. Because I wanted to order myself author copies. Let's do that then. So I might actually order myself one of them. Yep, here we go. That is absolutely amazing as well, go. I don't want Prime. Right, okay. No, I don't want an Amazon Prime. God's sake, this is wild pants. That's wild annoying. I didn't even mean for that to happen. I've just ordered myself Amazon Prime, and I don't even want Amazon Prime. So how the hell do I stop that? Right, I will go and have a look at that later on. I do need to go into my bank though. Because I will definitely order one of these so that I can take a photo of it and I can get that posted up, because it's really, really cool. God's sake. Right. Sorry about this. Right. Hopefully that'll be it. Here we go. Quick transfer. It's like £7. Transfer. Up it is. Go back here. Buy now. It's now going to ask me to go and get my card. Happy days. So, yes, there is I have a journal. If you go and have a look. If you go and have a look at Amazon. And then let's have a look. So it's a journal shadow work. And I think the way that I found it as well was put my name. So it's IAINROSS. And there we go. It is the third one down. And you can find it there, which is totally well mental that it's there. That is well cool. So you can buy that, and you can buy a journal that I have made for £11.65 on Amazon.co.uk, and I think I've got another one that is it's just a way to be done as well. And then I need to also find out how the hell you get rid of bloody Prime that's just conned me. Because I don't want bloody Prime. Yeah, I'm going to need to have a proper look at this, man. I'm not on the podcast. But yes. So, go and have a look at that for me, please. That would be very much appreciated. Yeah, here we go. End membership. Here we go. I found it. It's all good. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I didn't want it in the bloody first place. I don't want my benefits. and membership now. No, I don't want to take your stupid survey either. Happy days. Right, there we go. That is it all over and done with. So yeah, if you can go and check that out. So if you type in journal and shadow work. Let's have a look. If you just type in journal shadow work, let's see what comes up. Yeah, looks like I'm right down at the bottom somewhere. So yeah, you're probably better typing in my name. Because then when you type in my name, you will find it. So that is pretty cool that is now up on Amazon. So I wonder if you just type in my name anyway, will it just come up with that? So Ian Ross. No, I didn't mean Ian Ross. I knew exactly the way. Yep. So even if you type in Ian Ross, that's Indigo, Alpha, Indigo, November, Romeo, Oscar, Sierra, Sierra. And you will find it. Journal Shadow Work. As I said, I've got another one coming out pretty soon. But if you type in Shadow Work and Ian Ross, then you will find that there as well. So that is pretty cool that is now up there. And when I get my one, I've got a... So I can order author copies. So I've ordered one of them, and that will be coming on Monday or Tuesday. I think it was like the 31st to the 2nd of September, so that will come through. So I will take a photo of that. I will show you that. That is pretty cool that's came through, and you can either use it for your shadow work journal or anything else, but yeah, it's pretty cool that's came through. I might even make an EAEM podcast one once we start getting some even more listeners, so that you can start buying some EAEM merch. But yeah, that's pretty cool that is now up. I'm well happy about that. It's pretty cool. So yeah, there's a couple of things that I wanted to say. So I done a TikTok the other day, and I think that this is just brilliant advice. And it's, if I can give you one piece of advice, it's to do what makes you happy. You're going to be judged no matter what you do. So just go and do things that make you happy, because there's people out there who will judge you for no matter what you do. So go and do it. And the other thing was, it's only embarrassing if you find it embarrassing. Which is well too. If you don't find it embarrassing, then it's not embarrassing, is it? And then yeah, the thing that I got phoned, like, little junior. So his mum phoned me today and was saying about that she needed to go and pick him up early because he was really upset, and it was these bigger kids came out of school and they were talking to him, and they said that like they knew his mum and his dad, they knew his mum and me, and they were like, they were gonna take him out of nursery, and like they were gonna take him home, and he got really upset about it, and he was really kind of like really upset about it, and I don't know, that just doesn't sit right with me at all, that kids would do that type of stuff. You know, like, all that's going through my head is the James Bulger story, where those kids took that younger kid out, said that they were friends with his mom, and offered him sweets, and that's what those kids were doing as well, and yeah, it just really doesn't sit with me. So I think when I go and speak, when I go and pick him up tomorrow, then I'm going to be speaking to the nursery, and I'm going to be finding out what the hell actually, what was going on there. And I think they said that they were going to talk to the head teacher, because Max couldn't really, he didn't know what they looked like. They just said that they had white t-shirts on and they didn't know what color of hair they had and stuff. But yeah, that I don't know, it just doesn't really sit right with me, that type of thing. So yeah, it's a bit weird. Very scary. But I spoke to him tonight, and I just said to him that you done the right thing, little boy. Like you don't, if anybody says that, like unless me or your mum has said that someone else is coming to pick you up, then never listen to what other kids or strangers are saying to you. But yeah, it's definitely drilled home some things to me, being like, thank God that nothing really bad happened there. That thank God that he was in nursery and he went and told, instead of being like, yeah, well, because I don't even think that gate's locked. I don't even think it's locked with a padlock. I think it's like it's up high so that kids can't get there. But if older kids knew where the padlock was, then they could have quite easily have just grabbed him. And yeah, God knows. So I think I'm definitely going to be talking to the teachers and finding out what happened yesterday. So very scary moment. Just thank God he's all right. And yeah, hopefully that kind of stuff never happens again. But yeah, I think that is basically everything that has been happening. So, just remember, people, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within yourself. And go and check out the videos that I'm hopefully gonna be checking to see if they've downloaded now, and I will go and do some work on them. And yeah, I will speak to you on Friday for the weekend. But thanks very much for tuning in. Peace and love, as always, you beautiful people. I will talk to you soon. Ciao.